This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
You know, James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. See, you learn more about a person's priorities by what they say no to and stop doing than anything else. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I really want to help you this week with how to choose your biggest goal for the year. This has the biggest impact on everything else you accomplish and everything you do this year. This is so important. You know, I learned this a few years ago from Brian Tracy, who has shared this with over 5 million people and gets more feedback from this exercise than anything. That's saying a lot. But first, I thought it'd be interesting to just share a fun fact with you. I love learning where old phrases come from, like, you know, cat got your tongue, or why do we say these things, or she's waiting for the other shoe to drop. Or when I was in high school and college, one of us would always yell, I'm riding shotgun. Now, why do we say these things? So just for fun, I found out the phrase riding shotgun, which if you're not from the United States, means you get to sit in the front passenger seat of the car next to the driver. This phrase came from the old Wild Wild West when highway robberies took place all the time. So to defend themselves against crime, drivers always like to have a person next to them armed with a shotgun. So the person riding shotgun always made sure, you know, to protect the driver. I'm going to stop saying that, but but I think a lot of people from Texas still ride shotgun. So I thought that was just interesting. Okay, you know I'm a big goal setter and on living your dreams, teaching you how to do it. But how do you determine your biggest goal and why you need to get so focused on one big goal? I'll explain. But first, let's do a quick recap on setting your goals. You know, I always say to imagine that it's the end of this year. It's December 31st. And you declare, this has been a record-breaking year in my life. Things I've been praying over, desiring, dreaming of happened this year. What does that mean to you? So Brian Tracy says, the most powerful tool in the world is you, a pen, and a piece of paper. This is the greatest wealth creator in the world. Oh, and real quick, your free download this week is my chapter on goal setting taken straight from my brand new book, The Alone Advantage. It just came out. And I have to say real quick, I am so grateful for the response to this book. It is a dream come true. If you got a copy, thank you so much. You have blessed my heart more than I can say, and I genuinely appreciate your support. If you haven't gotten your copy, I really want you to get this for yourself and discover these 10 habits that successful people practice in private. One of them is they set goals privately. They think, they plan, they write. It's an advantage they have. Well, I wanted you to have this chapter immediately. It's called 7 Tips Successful People Use to Set Goals. So just click the link in the description and get your free chapter today. You get the entire book by clicking on the link also, or go to thealoneadvantage.com. So super quick, 7-step checklist as a reminder. Number one, set 7 to 10 goals. Now I have time to expand on each of these. It's all in the new book. Number two is write them down in the present tense. In other words, I earn, I achieve, I weigh, I drive, I own, whatever it happens to be. See, your faith goes to work to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be. So number three, be very specific. You know, Einstein said that if you cannot tell your goal to a six-year-old child and have the six-year-old child explain it to another six-year-old and both of them understand it, then you don't know what your goal is yourself. So you might want to gain new subscribers, but your mind doesn't know how to define a lot more. So you say, we have 5,000 subscribers added to our channel. Okay, number four is establish deadlines. They motivate you to have a finish line. Number five is make your goals visible all year long. You can't, let me show you like this. You can't hit a target that you can't see. Makes sense, right? Okay, number six is narrow down your top three goals or priorities for your year. Jim Collins said it like this, if you have more than three priorities, you don't have any. Warren Buffett says, write all of your priorities. Then he says, number two, narrow it down to your top three. Number three, throw away the rest of the list. Now, I'm not saying throw it away, but I want you to discover your big three. Like, what are the three biggest goals on your list that you desire to have accomplished this year? So Brian Tracy taught me this next vital step, and here's what it is. And it's really the big focus of this whole video today. He says, if you had a magic wand and you could wave this wand and have any one goal on your list within 24 hours, which one goal would have the greatest positive impact on your life? So number seven is circle the one goal that, if achieved, would have the greatest impact on most everything else. So let me give you an example. Personally, in the area of finances, my husband and I have several goals that involve money. They don't all involve that, but let me just give you an example. So number one, we want to build our investment account back up. After buying our dream house last year, we took out a lot. Number two, we want to build our savings account back up. After buying our dream house, we took out a lot. Number three, we want to pay off the dream house. That's a big goal. Number four, we want to sell our land that we bought years ago. Number five, we want to travel to a new place, maybe a new country, for our 33rd wedding anniversary. Now, which one of these five would have the greatest impact on most everything else? If we could just wave a wand and say, that's the one, it would be sell the land. Because if we sell the land, we can instantly build our investment and our savings account back up and potentially pay off the house or a portion of it. We could also travel for our anniversary. So that becomes my number one focus, my prayers, my declarations, my seed sown is for this goal. Does that make sense? Think about Philippians 3:14. It says, I press toward the mark. You have to define your mark. Okay, another example of how to choose your number one goal right now. Let's just say you personally, you want to travel to Italy. You want to get a promotion to manager. You want to find your future spouse and get engaged. You want to be fit and healthy, weighing your ideal body weight of whatever that is. You want to save $10,000. Which one of these five could have the greatest impact on most everything else? Well, what if your health is what's stopping you from applying for a greater promotion? You don't feel good. You don't feel confident about yourself. You're tired. You just feel unhealthy and out of shape. What if you focused, number one, on your health more than ever? And then that led to a promotion. And that led to being able to save $10,000, which also led to being able to travel. And then you meet your Italian dream guy. Okay, one more major point I want to help you with. The next thing you need to do is this. I call it recognize the unless factors. What does that mean? Last year, I started learning this. I call it the unless factor, where you look at your biggest goal, your target, and you say, this is impossible unless. Now, what are the unless factors that can make this goal even remotely possible? For example, I can't pay off my debt of $25,000. Unless I get a second job temporarily, I sell some jewelry I never even wear, I skip the vacation this year and use that money on the debt, I work longer, I learn new skills so I can get paid more, I start an e-commerce business, I sell some of my clothes on Poshmark. See, it forces you to dig deep into your mind where you find creative answers. Now, this also demands that you ask yourself two vital questions. But first, let me explain this. I want to help you more and more with goal setting strategies like these, and it all boils down to your habits. So in my new book I mentioned earlier, The Alone Advantage, I reveal 9 other habits that successful people practice in private. This is how I learn to set goals, to get crystal clear on what my main goal should be, and then develop the habits to get you there. Now, I would love for you to discover these habits and start immediately. So I want to remind you, with it being launch week of the new book, go to thealoneadvantage.com or click the link in the description and you can order it today. You can probably even get it by tomorrow or midnight, but start investing in yourself to make it your greatest year ever. Okay, two questions that you must ask yourself. Number one, what are you going to stop doing? In other words, what do you need to start saying no to? Ask yourself, is this taking me closer to my goal? If not, start saying no. Get very good at saying no to anything that gets you off your target. So your biggest goal this year is to reduce your debt of $25,000 or save $25,000. Should I go on this European vacation? Will it help me reach my goal of $25,000? No. Then stop even thinking about it. Should I buy this designer purse on sale on the RealReal? It's the cheapest ever. Will it help you reach your goal? No. Should I get a new car this year? Will it help me reach my goal? Nope. So drive the one you got for another year. But this becomes your filter. You know, James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. See, you learn more about a person's priorities by what they say no to and stop doing than anything else. Okay, number two, had to get creative. What are you going to start doing? You know, I heard this in prayer over this year. Do some things you've never done. Do some things you've never done. A third time, do some things you've never done. In other words, what are you going to start saying yes to? It could be joining a gym. You've never said yes to that. But it's time to change some things. Set up automatic savings plan. You've never saved consistently. Start doing it. Start investing money for the first time. Hire a coach. Enroll in a program for the first time. Start studying a foreign language. Start journaling. Start reading a book a month for the rest of this year. Maybe start advertising on Facebook or YouTube. And hey, I want to squeeze this in here right now. Maybe you should start subscribing to Christian Inspiration like this channel. Would you do that real quick? You know, I don't take that lightly, and I'm so grateful for you, and I want you to know that. But seriously, do some things you've never done this year. Miles Monroe said, our decisions are based on our priorities. This is why yes and no are the most powerful words you will ever say. Now, before we go, I want to ask you to do a favor for me. Would you help me show my publisher that you want these success tips from God's Word? When you order my brand new book, The Alone Advantage, during our launch week, this helps us so much to let the publisher know you desire Christian success books. I'll show you how to develop the habit of setting and reaching goals, plus 9 other habits that drive crazy success. I'm a product of my product, so I only know how to share what God has taught me. So go to thealoneadvantage.com, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me make this book a bestseller and reach more people with success from God's Word. I'm cheering you on to live your dreams.
Whatever your unique, God-given dream is, Terry Savelle Foy's new book, The Alone Advantage, reveals what successful people do in private to prepare and achieve the dreams in their heart. Discover how you can wake up with vision, live each day with purpose, and experience God's promotion in your life. As you read, you'll get the 10 behind-the-scenes habits that drive crazy success and receive practical, faith-filled keys to find your purpose, hear God's voice, and live your dreams. Plus, you'll also get a copy of this quality gratitude journal to record your thankfulness and keep your heart open to receive the blessings and abundance God has for you. This must-have package will transform your mind and propel you to fulfill your destiny. Call or go online today to request the Alone Advantage along with the gratitude journal, available for a limited time. Call toll-free at 1-800-795-5597 or visit us online at terry.com. Order now and discover your Alone Advantage today.